Good morning.
Hi, Ray from California.
Hello, Ray. This is Mary Lou.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's raining today.
Oh, dear. Oh, I guess that's good for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Okay. We can all share that.
Kind of awesome, I guess.
Well, it's not raining here. It looks like it's going to be a lovely day, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cleaned up the garage and the sound was rain out just yesterday and the boots and everything. That was really funny. And then today it rained.
Oh, well, that's good. It's good that you got all that done yesterday.
Right, the garage team, the kids got all the boots and everything, and it was good.
Yeah. Okay, well, it sounds like we've got some other people here with us. Who's here?
This is Dottie from Massachusetts, and it's absolutely gorgeous in this New England state.
Okay, I bet. Good morning, Dottie.
This is Mary Jane from Oregon, and I think it's going to be a sunny day today.
Okay, Mary Jane.
And Delaware is full of sunshine. It's Maddie.
I'm Maddie.
It sounds like so far California's the only place that's been raining.
Hmm. Yeah, that's unusual.
Go ahead, Ray. Yeah, this has nothing to do with the vast lifestyle, but yesterday there was a gal that said she had a family member who had breast cancer, or I didn't get her first name.
That was Dottie.
Yeah, this is not New Can, but you know how it is when we do New Can, we like things with people when they have to hunch it. But anyway, I do especially kind of energy work that I do that I'm open to give my number to you and give you a call. I can talk to you for about it. I can help your sister.
You do that on the telephone?
I can too, yeah. I can do a lot of intuitive stuff. So. Yeah, so I kind of know what I do for myself, so it's got nothing to do with McKim, but it's something that I do my own practice that I want to help another in need. But anyway, yeah, McKim, I'll give you my number.
Okay.
Okay, 530.
Wait a minute, start again.
530.
530.
676. 1443.
Is that 1443?
Correct.
1443.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hold on.
Are you wait? How do you spell your first name? W-E-Y?
H-U-E.
H-U-E?
Yes.
H-U. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
And the first three digits, I'm sorry.
530.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Let's see, I heard lots of other people pop on the line. Let's find out who else is here.
Marty's here.
Hey, good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Lila's here.
Good morning, Lila.
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Hey, Darlene. Okay, Darlene's from California. And the other two, Lila and Monty, were from Washington. Okay. Is there anybody else that wants to speak up and let us know where you are from?
Nancy's here from sunny but humid Cleveland.
Okay.
Summer is
okay. Okay, good morning, Nancy. Well, so far it's only raining in California.
We're in a drought again.
Pardon me?
We're in a drought
again. Oh, you are? Okay.
So much to that. We've had a drought.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Monty, did you happen to get my email? This is Dottie. About those roasted potatoes?
Yes, I fired you two back. One was to answer one question. The other one was to give you some menus.
All right. When did you send that? Because I haven't received anything.
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Really?
I replied back to your messages.
Oh, you did? Oh,
it should come back to you as a reply, not as a...
Right. Yeah, that's really strange, because I haven't received anything, and I was wondering if I got the right email address button. Okay.
No, thank
you. I got the right email address, but just the...
I'm the only one that doesn't get Monty's emails.
This is becoming real interesting, because I have the same problem with Mary Lou. I send her something, she don't get it either.
Email this morning before I get on the call, so if I didn't get it, I was going to say, where is it?
Yeah, because usually when I have to reply back to something Mary Lou has already sent me, but you're not even getting... my reply back, correct?
Oh, no, I'm not. I didn't get it.
Okay.
It's okay. Say I didn't get it.
Okay.
I get his emails. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, I know. I got the email that he sent to you yesterday, too.
No. I asked for it. That's why it came. But I thought I would send it to you so you could send it down because it was interesting.
I better watch what I send people.
I think it was the carrot cake recipe. I'll be happy to pass it on.
Okay.
No. The dirty ones I don't do with it, that with Monty.
Well, that's what I told Monty. I said, he must have been sending me something bad. My server has blacked him all of a sudden. Monty.
I don't know what's going on, but I'll do a little more research here on my end. But Donnie, you might check your junk mail.
You can send it to me and I'll filter it for you.
Yeah, I don't really have any blocks on my, as far as my server goes. I don't have any blocks, you know, blocking people to come in. So, I don't know. It's really weird.
Okay, well, Monty did send that carrot cake recipe to Nancy. I believe it was the one from the McDougal weekend, so I will definitely be sure to send that on. And I have made it, and it is a good cake.
So
I was thinking this morning it would be nice with some chocolate icing. What'd you do for that?
I put on rice dream.
What's that?
It's rice dream. It's a vanilla. It's almost like ice cream.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That sounds good.
It is good, and we just bought that, and I'll tell you, it's very, very satisfying. You don't need near as much rice dream as you do ice cream.
So that's in the freezer department, obviously, and it's just called Dream.
R-I-C-E Dream.
Are there different flavors?
You know, I don't know. I've only bought in vanilla. I don't even remember.
I'm glad I said something.
Does anybody else happen to know? Has anybody else tried rice dream? Anyway, one thing I think I would do next time, differently, not to modify the McDougal's recipes, but where it called for the honey, I would definitely use, I haven't decided if I would do half honey and half applesauce, or if I would do three-quarter applesauce and a quarter honey. It was very, very, very sweet for me. So I would just, because I think the honey is what was making it moist, and I think I would just replace some of that with some applesauce. I mean, try it anyway, and I'll let y'all know. But I did like the cake. It's delicious.
That sounds good.
Uh-huh. I didn't read my directions very good either. I know Monty said it was very, very moist, and I goofed where it said to put everything together, and I think it was bring it to a boil and then let it turn it down. I just let it boil away. So I ruined it. So mine was not quite as moist. Anyway, that's my opinion. Anybody else substitute applesauce in place of oil?
Yes, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah, okay. So, and that's the only thing I could see in there that maybe was, you know, the honey maybe was supposed to be taking the place of the oil, and then I probably wouldn't have simmered that.
And it's interesting he uses a non-stick pan.
I know we were talking about pasta yesterday, and I went to
You can get away with having to use the oil if you use parchment paper at the bottom of your pan. I've done that, and it works great.
Okay, parchment paper on the bottom of the pan instead of any oil at all, huh?
Any
what about wax
at all?
Do you think you can use wax paper instead?
I wouldn't use wax paper.
Because
no, it'd melt in your cake.
It doesn't. Because I have a recipe from years ago that you use a lot of eggs in, obviously, and you do it on wax paper, and then you peel the paper off after you bake it.
Yeah. But you're still going to get that wax, Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah. Use parchment paper.
Okay.
I've never found parchment paper. I better be looking, I guess.
It's in the grocery where the rest of it, like the wax paper and all that sort of stuff is.
Do you do it up the side of the Mary Jane?
I use parchment paper for all sorts of stuff. I mean, if I'm making, like, doing something roasting, like a barbecue or something like that, I put it on parchment paper. There's no mess to clean up.
Mm-hmm. And then the cake, would you put it up the sides also or just on the bottom?
I just put it on the bottom.
Okay.
I made a cake to take to a function that I was going to, and I did it because you can still, you know, you can cut it off the sides.
Right.
It still sticks, but I mean, you can just cut it right off.
Uh-huh.
And you would have that whether you had wax paper or whatever you did. But the parchment paper, I am really an advocate for that. It works great.
Yeah, it comes in a roll.
Yeah, just like wax paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good
thought.
Okay.
If I'm baking sticky meats or, you know, I would be baking sticky meats with barbecue sauce on and stuff like that, I'd take parchment paper down there, put barbecue sauce on it. You don't have a mess when you get through. You just pick it up and put it in the garbage.
She said the old days, didn't she?
What?
She said the old days when she was doing the meat, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been using it for a couple of years.
Wow. Well, I am going to find parchment paper.
What?
I'm going to use parchment paper. I'm going to go find some.
Oh yeah, you will.
Okay.
It's right in the. I've never failed to find it when I need it. With the wax paper and other stuff like that.
And so then we don't need to go with our Pam.
That's right.
Me too. Okay,
it doesn't work in fry pans, but if you're putting it in the oven, I haven't put it on the fry pan or anything like that. But in the oven, anything that you're baking in the oven, it works great.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dottie. We were talking about pasta yesterday, and I went to a Whole Foods store. I mean, it's actually called Whole Foods store. I found this. It's called 365 Organic. And the ingredients are organic coal, drum, wheat, flour, and water. That's it.
Wow, good job.
Was that a good job? Oh, this store, I'm telling you, it's like, oh my goodness, it's like a Christmas tree shop. I don't know if you guys have Christmas tree shops where you guys are, but you're in there forever looking, you know?
Yeah, we have a Whole Foods here. I absolutely love it. And I heard you guys yesterday, and I had actually picked some up myself.
But the other one that I like for pasta is, and I may not be saying it right, is quinoa.
Q-U-I-N.
Quinoa.
That's yeah, quinoa. I love that pasta. And I looked online, Char said, to check your ingredients. I think mine was quinoa and corn.
Isn't it dry?
It's dry. It looks like a spaghetti, and it's dry. Uh-huh.
Ready?
That's the one I have. That's the beak. Yeah. It looks like spaghetti.
Really? Because I buy it, it looks like rice.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that's what the, what do you call, is it a, I guess, is it a grain, you guys?
Yeah.
Grain. I've got one that's made with corn. Corn.
You're buying it already made.
It looks like, no, it's a dry box, you know, like you buy your spaghetti noodles in a box.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wheat-free pasta. This is the grain.
I didn't know the quinoa comes in that kind of a form.
Well, I got mine in a spaghetti style, and it's corn and quinoa.
That's what mine is too, yeah.
In a box?
Gluten-free pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I mean, in the supermarket, I didn't realize that I bought this until I came home and looked through all the pastas I had. And Rizzoni has a healthy harvest. And I was just looking at the ingredients, and the ingredients is Durum whole wheat flour and semolina blend. Wheat flour, niacin, you know, it has all those other things in it. But, that has whole wheat, too, so...
And what was the other one called?
It was called Ronzoni, R-O-N-Z-O-N-I.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's about, here it's $1.19 a box, so I don't know. But it has fiber, whole grain, excellent source. So.
How much was the one at Whole Foods?
The one at Whole Foods, I think I paid almost $2. It was like under $2, like $1.89 or $1.99 or something like that.
Yeah, I would expect that.
Especially, I mean, I like thin spaghetti, and there was more variety of this one, of the, you know, Rizzoni. I had it's thin spaghetti.
I found an angel hair even.
Oh, I love the angel hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was Jimmy Rooster who has the angel hair.
Mm. Love angel hair, yeah.
Well, the quinoa cooks in 4 to 6 minutes, too. Right. Anyway, that's for someone if they're, you know, they have a problem with gluten, so.
Yep. Rice products. I mean, it was unbelievable. I've never seen so many rice products in that whole food store. It was phenomenal. I mean, I was very impressed. Even rice milk is very hard to get, you know, to get. Like in the supermarket, you can buy it like the rice dream, you know, in a little small box. But there, they sold it by the half gallon.
Really?
I was very impressed. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because my husband can't have anything with soy in it, so I have to be careful of when I'm making stuff that there's no soy in it, you know.
This is Way. When you have a chance to drop in an Asian shop, go to Dry Pod Juice. It's just Asian. We love rice, so we make everything out of rice, all sorts of noodles and kind of macaroni-type looking things are all made of rice as well. So you have South Pacific.
I have a question. Anybody know how to cook a spaghetti squash? I just bought one for the first time. Do you boil it or bake it?
I boiled it in a big pot.
But you cut it first?
Nope. I just, the big...
Fork it?
Yeah, I put it in that and...
The whole thing in boiling water?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I refrigerated it, and then when I split it open... It was just really nice to do with a fork, big fork.
After it cooled down.
Do you puncture it before you do that? So it explode?
It didn't.
It's hard.
Yeah, they're very, very hard. I know I haven't cooked one of those in years. I used to do it in the microwave. I probably wouldn't do that now. So that's nice to know that you boil it. Huh?
I think mine.
Do you cut it in half first?
Cut it in half and just treat it like you would an acorn squash, except I don't put anything in it. I just bake it. Or you can put it upside down on a pan, and it'll steam in the center. Of course, I do a lot of things in the oven. And then, same as what was said, I just flake it off with the fork, and you can use it as you would spaghetti.
Right.
Put a sauce over it, or, you know, however you like it. Okay. A little bit of seasoning on it.
Great. Thank you.
I bet that would be very, very good. So when you turn it upside down and cook it in there, do you put water in it?
No, I like it dry.
Okay.
It's got a lot of moisture in it anyway, because it's a very low starch content compared to, like, acorn squash or the sweet squashes, because it doesn't have that real intense flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It has a different texture than, like, an acorn squash. But definitely less caloric intake because
of the sweetness. Well, I also bought a butternut and a buttercup, which I've never bought before. So I'm going outside my zone with these squashes. They were really cheap this week.
And they're available all winter long.
Yeah, they're just starting, but I've never bought any of these three before, so I figured, okay, let's try them.
Okay.
We would bake them all at the same time. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, Lila, what do you do with your spaghetti squash? After you've cooked it, what do you do?
Same thing, I put a sauce on top of it.
Okay, like spaghetti?
Like spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
I like spaghetti, it was really good.
Yes, and very sad. I've always found that to be very, very satisfying.
Yes.
I know one of the... You girls, you people have heard me talk, not girls, Monty's here too, and I heard another voice in the background, male voice, but you've heard me talk about an expensive program to lose weight that I had been on years ago, and it was funny because that was the only squash that was allowed. So, Char, that was because it's not real starchy, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, and I don't know how much of those things running right now, you people that are buying those spaghetti squashes out there, because I know they can get kind of spendy.
It's $69 and
$89 here. Okay. I'm going to go look. We've been talking about pasta. And now we're up to spaghetti squash. Another thing that I've done when I've wanted spaghetti is put it over, slice the cabbage real thin, steam it just for a few minutes and then pour it over. And I really, really love the flavor of that, too. Spaghetti. I think you've had that at my house, Lila, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we both used to live in Yakima, so.
I think it's like 46 or 48 cents here.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I thought I would buy one. Try it.
Okay, well now I know what I can do because I hadn't, the only way I knew to cook it was the way I used to in the microwave, so now I'm glad I know another way. And Char said she cut hers in half and turned it over, didn't she?
I went online and just spaghetti squash it, and that was one of the ways you could do it.
Okay. Okay, well, I bet it would cook up nice in my big Kenzen cookware.
I have a question, too. A friend of mine was making some kind of a pasta dish, and I don't remember what she was using, what kind, and she was saying something about all the... whatever comes off that she had to rinse off after it boiled, and I said, I don't get that, and I had forgotten about it, but you don't get that when you do the whole wheat pasta. Is that the starch that's coming? What is that that's coming off?
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
I don't get it with the whole wheat.
You mean where your spaghetti would always stick together?
Stick together and then the water would be kind of creamy.
Yeah. Yeah. And your water staying nice and clear. I hadn't noticed it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you mention it, you're right.
I hadn't either until she mentioned it.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know what on earth that must have been. All the processing, I guess, was in that water and made it creamy.
Could be.
Must have been.